Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Well, Chris Anders is great. My goodness, he's terrific. All except not sending out a blast. 15,000 addresses, email addresses, and not a blast about, hey, I'm going to be on with Dimitri on Big Willie 105.5. I mean, you have no idea how difficult it is being me. You have no earthly idea. In any event, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes a new radio station signal. We're all very excited about this. It's 94.9 FM, joining 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And for those who don't know, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local now is officially a force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, fine. Next, bad news for our friends in Tridelphia and all around there. Lots of rain coming. My phone app is great, iPhone. It's got a weather app that comes with the phone. It's terrific. 10-day forecast, Wednesday, 75% chance of rain. Thursday, 80% chance of rain. Friday, 65% chance of rain. Saturday, 65% chance of rain. Sunday, 75% chance of rain. Monday, 55% chance of rain. Tuesday, 50% chance of rain. Why can't I talk? Wednesday, 45% chance of rain, and Thursday, 50% chance of rain. So starting Wednesday, rain, the odds are really, really good that there's going to be a lot of rain. Gee, I wonder how that FEMA declaration is coming. Our great politicians. This is starting the second month now. Of us waiting for our three representatives in Washington, D.C. to actually do something. United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator Jim Justice, Congressman Riley Moore, who is the nephew of United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Shelley Moore Capito, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons. She has enough clout in D.C. She a lot of people don't realize how much clout that she has. She's fourth in a line, I believe, in terms of power there in the states or the United States Senate. Whenever Mitch McConnell, that Kentucky decaying cadaver, was doing a news conference, who was standing on his right hand side? Shelley Moore Capito. She is running ads now through her one of the PACs about how she and Trump are real tight. That. Boy, she is working with Donald Trump on this and working with Donald Trump on that. It's Trump Capito, Trump Capito, Trump Capito, Trump Capito. And the PAC is the something about Take Me Home, Country Roads, West Virginia, something or other name. It was inspired by the John Denver song. And here she is running these ads through her PAC, through one of the PACs, that is saying that, oh, wow, she's really well-connected, she's really powerful, and she and Donald Trump are like this, they're like this. And yet, and, you know, in fairness, apparently she does have enough clout to get her loser son appointed to a U.S. Attorney for the first Southern District of West Virginia. She got her loser son. He ran for governor. Of course he lost. Again, it's all about nepotism with the Archmore political dynasty. And so she got her loser son to be now the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of West Virginia. So she had plenty of clout for that. I'm sure she had to call in lots and lots of favors in order to do that, to get Moore Capito to be a U.S. attorney. Can you imagine? Jesus. Anyway, that's what she did. And yet for us, for the flood victims here in Ohio County, all I'm seeing her say, at least in the news reports, is that, well, we're calling FEMA every day. And in fact, there's one thing here she said. Where did I put this thing here now? Hold on. I had it here somewhere. Just bear with me. Where did I put this thing? Give me 2 seconds here if I can find it. I'm sure I will not be able to find it. Well, I'll look for it. I'll look for it later. But essentially, she's, oh, here it is. There we go. According to the one of the newspapers, Capito has flagged a disaster declaration for administration officials, according to her staff. Well, she's made some calls and she's flagged. I wonder if that's all it took in order to get her son appointed a U.S. attorney. The power and influence that she has is difficult to overstate. And yet she and Jim Justice, who is apparently a family friend of the Trumps, and Riley Moore Capito, who had unreal leverage a few days ago, combined could not do anything to get a simple declaration of a disaster declared here so that individuals and businesses and government entities could be made whole. It's one county in West Virginia. That's all this is. I shared with you the math regarding this. It's one county, 1 month, three officials, three representatives in Washington, D.C. So it's 1 + 1 + 3 = 0. One county, 1 month, three representatives equals 0. And now we're into the second month. And again, Shelley Moore Capito has unreal clout, unreal power if she's willing to use it, which apparently she did to get her son a job right in the middle of all of this. She has plenty of clout also because all these ads that are running, touting her, saying how close she is to Donald Trump. Let's take her at her word. If you really are that close to Donald Trump, Shelley Moore Capito, why the hell can you not get a disaster declaration for one county, just one county in West Virginia? You might be wondering, well, Dimitri, she can't really be that close. That those are just TV ads. And yes, she was a right-hand man for Mitch McConnell, but she can't be that close. Well, actually, she can. June 14, of course, is when we had the flash flooding that swept away so many lives, so much property, so much hope. Before the flooding started, it was a happy day. It was Flag Day and also President Trump's birthday. Shelley Moore Capito, to give you a sense of how much power she has, even though apparently she's not willing to use it to help us, although she did help her son get to become U.S. attorney. And of course, you know, her useless nephew as your congressman, Riley Moore. Shelley Moore Capito has so much power that she is able to take a close picture with Donald Trump on his birthday and post it on Twitter. I've got the picture right here. I'm going to show our Facebook friends here. This is Shelley Moore Capito, lovely pink dress, by the way, with Donald Trump. Close, nice hug. There's no distance between the two of them. That's how close they are. That's how close they are. And that's a lovely picture, by the way. I actually like the picture. She's wearing a pink dress. It actually looks great on her. And Trump is very happy. I mean, our Facebook friend. They're this close. You think she could have whispered in his ear, hey, well, of course, this was before the flooding, but right afterwards, she could have whispered in his ear, hey, can you please get us the disaster relief declaration? So there's just one county in West Virginia. That's all we're talking about here. Just one county. That's all this is. This is like petty cash for the feds. But nothing. Although she, regarding Riley Moore, her favorite nephew. You might be thinking to yourself, well, Dimitri, that's unfair to Riley Moore, which, by the way, some people might know better as Rick Rattler, the head of this horrendous rock group, Rattler, that just extolled the virtues of alcohol and drugs and singing about doing absolutely horrible things to very, very, very young females. And also praising Satan, lots of Satan worship, Rick Rattler. Riley Moore, you might know him better as Rick Rattler, or you might know him better as Riley McGowan Moore, the guy in Fairfax, Virginia, with an 18-count rap sheet, and God only knows how many of the rap sheets for other counties. So you might be thinking to yourself, okay, but, you know, he was appointed essentially by Shelley Moore Capito because he's her favorite nephew. But he's a freshman. And he's a very vulnerable freshman. He got only 45% of the vote against a field that had no names and no money. So how much clout could Riley Moore possibly have? Dimitri, you're being unfair. Riley Moore can't really do much of anything. He's a freshman congressman, and he's not very popular. And, you know, what do you expect of him? All good points. But he had unreal leverage a few days ago. This big, beautiful bill, Donald Trump's bill, that passed the Senate and then to the House, they needed 218 votes. I think it passed with one vote. When the vote margins are that close, every politician, every congressman has unreal leverage. Even someone like a Riley Moore could say very easily, look, guys, we got this problem in my congressional district in Ohio County. The flooding has been terrible. 9 lives swept away. Scores and scores of homes swept away. Untold numbers of homes that are damaged, lives ruined. It's just horrible, horrible stuff. I'll vote for your big, beautiful bill, but it's going to cost you. I need FEMA to declare disaster declaration so that the individuals and the businesses and all the government entities can be made whole. Even though he's a freshman senator, a freshman congressman, he had unreal leverage with the big, beautiful bill because every vote counted. And he could have said something as simple as that. Yeah, I'll vote for President Trump's bill, but we have to have FEMA doing this declaration of disaster so that individuals and businesses and government entities can be made whole. It's just one county in West Virginia. It's petty cash to the feds. Riley Moore did no such thing. And I can prove that to you because we're still waiting for FEMA to issue a declaration. When we have 2 United States senators and a congressman who is the nephew of this one United States senator, and they can't deliver, now we're into the second month, where one of the 2 senators, Shelley Moore Capito, is so close to Trump, she's running ads bragging about it and taking pictures with him on his birthday and posting them all over the place. And you've got another United States Senator, Jim Justice, who's a family friend of the Trumps. Who, by the way, has he ever paid his back taxes? Did Justice ever pay his back? I meant to check that on that. I don't know. Did he ever pay his back taxes? Do you know? And then Riley Moore, who had unreal leverage as they were trying to pass the big, beautiful bill of Donald Trump's. The 3 of them combined that produced nothing for one county, just one county in West Virginia. It's mind-blowing to me. It's absolutely mind-blowing to me. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call them, be very courteous, be very professional, state your full name, your address in West Virginia, and then say, what about us? What about our flood victims? Shelley Moore Capito, phone number 202-224-6472. That's 202-224-6472. Jim Justice, phone number 202-224-3954. That's 202-224-3954. Congressman Riley Moore, phone number 202-225-2711. That's 202-225-2711. Again, be very courteous when you call. Give your full name, your address in West Virginia, for example, John Smith. I live at 123 Main Street, Wheeling, West Virginia, 26003. What about us? What about our flood victims? I've had people on Facebook say to me that they have called, and when they called, they were hung up on. I don't know if that's true. How could I? But those are some of the complaints that are on Facebook. They might be true. They might not be true. Again, I don't know. But let me know how they treated you. If you want to make a difference, here's how to do it. Not with emails, but with phone calls. Flesh and blood contacting flesh and blood there. Shelley Moore Capito, Jim Justice, Riley Moore. 3 producing 0. Now in the second month.